Number three, smartphones and education. 3.1, introduction to smartphones. As I stated earlier in this article, it's becoming more and more difficult to distinguish between PDAs and smartphones because they are very similar. This section of this report will be much briefer than the section on PDAs because of the similarities and because the two devices share the same advantages and disadvantages for mobile learning. And they are used in much the same way in mobile education. 3.1.1 Smartphone defined. Bitpipe defines a smartphone as a wireless telephone set with special computer-enabled features not previously associated with telephones, such as wireless email, internet access, web browsing, and faxing capability. Wikipedia offers this definition. Smartphones are voice-centric devices that offer PDA-like capabilities and are generally capable of one-hand operation. 3.1.2 Features of a typical smartphone. The Wikipedia article on smartphones lists several features most of them have, including internet access, email access, scheduling software, a built-in camera, contact management, accelerometers, some navigation software. Occasionally they have the ability to read business documents in formats such as PDF and Microsoft Office. 3.1.2.1 Smartphone operating systems. The most common operating systems for smartphone are Symbian, which used to be Xeon, which has 73% of the market, Linux 17%, RIM BlackBerry with 2.8%, Windows Mobile 5.5%, Mac OS X, which will be the operating system for their new iPhone, Palm operating system with 2%. Some popular smartphones. Some of the most popular smartphones are the iPhone, which is expected to quickly grab a large share of the market. Sony Ericsson, the W701i, the Nokia 5500 smartphone, the BlackBerry Pearl, the BlackBerry 8700C, the Sony Ericsson P910, and the Motorola Q. 3.1.3 History of the smartphone. In 1992, IBM showed a smartphone called Simon at Comdex in Las Vegas. This was the first smartphone. IBM started marketing it in 1993. In addition to a phone, it had a calendar, address book, world clock, calculator, notepad, email, and games. It featured a touchscreen instead of buttons for dialing and came with a stylus. The Nokia 9000 was released in 1996. In 2002, Microsoft renamed its mobile phone operating system to Windows-powered smartphone. 3.1.4 Reasons smartphones are popular in education. As Ted Smith writes in his article, most students already have mobile phones, and if and when they upgrade their systems, they will probably buy more expensive phones instead of the more expensive and battery-hungry PDAs. He also says most students will probably not buy both a smartphone and a PDA. 3.2 Future Trends in Smartphones. Ted Smith points out that Microsoft will probably provide more support for Office applications on smartphones in the future. He says it seems likely that Symbian will also provide similar capabilities if the market requires it. In the opinion of this writer, the smartphone will eventually become the predominant delivery device for mobile learning. It will probably feature all the features of its cell phone, plus the ability to view and store videos as well as listen to MP3s, a camera, a GPS device, plus calendars, organizers, etc., not available on PDAs and smartphones. 10 years from now, smartphones will no doubt have features that do not even exist today.